Matt.
Hey, is Herman in?
This is he.
Hey, Herman, this is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Hey, look, I don't know if you remember, but we spoke a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had offered, the equipment financing and working capital. You said that there wasn't anything at the time, but the follow-up towards the end of the year. So that's what I'm doing, just giving you a call, seeing how business has been, and seeing if anything's come up where we can help out.
Oh, business has been pretty slow. We're just kind of limping along right now.
Oh, no, that's
just kind of holding our own.
Yeah, what's going on? Is this, you know, typical?
Oil and gas business is pretty slow.
Right, right. Are you guys tied directly to oil and gas?
Directly.
See, there's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem.
how much of your customers or clients are, you know, from the oil field industry, like percentage-wise? It is a large percentage?
Yeah, probably 80%.
Oh, my God, wow. That is...
Yeah, it's been pretty slow lately.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine with the commodity prices of oil only being as low as they are, nobody's really making a profit, which means no one's making a profit. That means no business is going around, right?
That's right.
So I guess what are you doing, you know, since things are kind of slow? Are you doing anything differently? Do you kind of shift your focus a little bit?
Yeah, you know, we slow down on the guys' hours out in the shop and just kind of kick back and slow down a little bit. Watch what you spend. Just kind of hold your own.
Right. You didn't have to lay anybody off, did you? Like,
not
get rid
yet.
Of some personnel?
Yeah.
I can only imagine that's something that's like kind of a last resort type deal.
Yeah, I'd rather cut hours than lay anybody off, but
right,
if it gets
right.
much lower, I'll probably have to start laying a couple guys off.
Right, right. Now, do you guys normally see a busy season? Like, typically, do you ever come across like the situation like this where oil
usually
has...
It goes in about 3-year cycles, 3 or 4 year cycles. But nothing.
Okay.
I've never seen it slow like this before.
Right. This is just, I mean, I can only imagine, let's say it's a two-part reason, like effect. I would say one has got to be the election, and two has got to be oil in general.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients who are in the oil and gas industry, that some of them are actually out in Ohio, and I have a few in Texas, but they mentioned that, you know, with the election coming up, there's just too much uncertainty, really, of what's going on, what's going to happen with the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to kind of prepare yourself for what's to come, you know, when a new office gets elected?
Oh, no, not really. You know, I mean, just kind of play it by ear. You know, Lewis and I don't owe anybody any money, and everything's paid for, so we can limp along quite a while.
No, that's good. No, I'm glad to hear. That's why I kind of just trying to touch base with you and just see how everything's been, essentially. You know, last time we talked, too, you said things were a little slow, but I'm sure that things have kind of hopefully picked up, or is it still kind of slow?
It's still slow.
Oh, man. I that's a little unfortunate.
I'm ready for the oil and gas to pick up. Don't worry.
Yeah, I hope that it starts doing that. A couple of research reports came out recently that manufacturing is at least starting to pick up. So if that happens, then hopefully you guys start to pick up as well. They say that they're growing slowly around 2% per quarter right now, but that's not nearly enough as it was when it was like in the golden ages, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready for it to pick up.
Right, right. That's good. And you typically, do you have a time of the year where you look at whether or not you need... You know, equipment, or is it more of a as-needed basis per job?
As-needed basis.
Okay, okay. How many machines do you have on the floor there? Kind of refresh my memory a little bit.
Probably about 25, something like that.
Oh, my God. My typical clients only have around, like, 10 to 12. Man, have you accumulated those over the years? How long have you been in business?
22 years.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. That is definitely amazing. You know, you've definitely established yourself up in your community, so I can only imagine, you know, what's going on.
I've got more machines than machinists right now.
Yeah, and you need the work to get those machines running, essentially,
and
right?
And I'm not looking to hire anybody right now.
Are you
well,
doing...
man, you caught me kind of walking out of the door.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot it's around 4 o'clock. It's usually when you guys close up shop, huh?
Yeah, we start early and leave early.
Right, yeah, that's how I am over here. But hey, look, I don't want to take up a lot more of your time. Just want to just give you a heads up, though, in regards to what's going on in the finance industry. So just in case you have been possibly considering anything with the new election coming on and with, I guess you could say, with the new office coming in, the Fed is going to essentially increase interest rates. So when the interest rates are increased, it'll probably be around maybe first quarter of next year. That essentially means it's a trickle-down effect, so the big banks are going to start upping their rates. Any other financial institution is going to up their rates. So if you have been looking at something that you would like, or if you're looking for something either money-wise for like loan just to get you through the hard times or for equipment, I recommend definitely seeing what type of rates you can get right now.
Yeah.
Just as a heads up, a little food for thought, you know, yeah. Take that as you will.
I wouldn't even consider a loan or anything right now. So, yeah, we just play it by ear, and when things pick up, we'll buy some equipment.
Okay. Hey, Herman, what if something does come up in the meantime? Can I shoot you over my information via email? Do you use email?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best email that I can get you at? You can have me on file, you know, tuck me away a little bit, and if something comes up, you can give me a call.
SNS, like Sam, Nancy, Sam, at SNSINST.com.
INST.com. So that's SNS at SNSIN as in Nancy, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.com.
Great.
Okay. All right, Herm. I will shoot you over my contact info. You know, it was good talking to you, good catching up, and hopefully something, you know, comes up in the next few months.
It'll pick up one day.
Yeah, it will. Hopefully it does, and that's when the business will start booming again.
That's it. Thank you.
All right, Herman. Take care. Have a great week.